can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Get that, hey, get that off. Get that off. Stop that shit.
This game's not being played here in Melbourne. Just
right.
Because the Footscray, I didn't realise Footscray had so many supporters when they won in 2016. Melbourne have got a sleeping supporter base. The place would, the MCG would be rocking if these two teams were to play.
Let me read this out. This is where we start.
We just had everybody else voting for us.
This is where we.
No, no, no. I saw them going in on the train in 2016. I didn't realise.
Were they vandalising it?
No, they weren't. They were.
This is where we ended.
Just be quiet for a moment. Mm-hmm. And also, a game that I commentated. Melbourne had to get into the finals. They played Footscray at the Western Oval. Hawthorn had to knock off Geelong. Melbourne got in. That Western Oval, I've never seen it rock as it did that particular day. They have got a lot of latent supporters, both teams.
Okay, Don, can I read this out now? Okay, this is where we ended the last podcast segment, the first one, and I said I reserve the right to read out, having found the information I was after.
You are a determined man.
No, I said I reserve the right. I'm not going to have the Rocket read out information which is wrong. And I said, this is
your information.
I'm reading it out from Bloomberg. This is Bloomberg business.
Just remember,
You remember Michael Bloomberg? He stood against Donald Trump for
is
the.
Any relation to Gina Blomberg, who show jumps?
He wanted to be the president of the United States.
Blomberg.
Blom and Bloom.
This is in the Bloomberg.
B-U-R-G.
This is in the Bloomberg Business Report. It's hard, and I quote, "It's hard to comprehend how nurses who see first-hand evidence of how COVID can kill people could oppose getting a vaccine that has shown in numerous studies to provide extraordinary protection. Among the frontline nurses, he estimates the vaccination rates hover around 48%.
Yeah, that's not the same as what you said.
I said the majority of nurses, that is 52% at least, are not vaccinated and won't get vaccinated.
You said they don't want to get vaccinated. And the start of that article said 1 in 8.
No, mate.
1 in 8 are resistant.
No, no.
You can't selectively report.
No, you read out from your report.
You read that out.
I didn't read it out from my report. You read out.
Your phone.
I'll read it out again.
Read out your first paragraph again of that article. Read out the first paragraph of that
shouting
article
Shouting at people is not substance, mate. You're speaking nonsense. Just because you speak a lot and you're fluent does not mean that you're speaking substantively. I'll read it out again.
First part.
It is hard to comprehend how nurses who see first-hand evidence of... This is from Bloomberg. I'm reading out the pertinent area that I said I hadn't finished reading. I said...
It's 1 in 8, you said.
I said I hadn't finished reading, and I'm finishing it off. Finishing it off to put it in context. I'll read it again. If you want to talk over me, mate, because you don't want me to read out something that patently shows you're in error, you keep talking. I'll read it out for my own benefit. It's hard to comprehend how nurses who see first-hand evidence of how COVID can kill people could oppose getting a vaccination that has shown to be numerous studies have provided extraordinary protection. Among the frontline nurses, he estimates the vaccination rates are at 48%, which means the majority of them do not want to get vaccinated and haven't been vaccinated.
That doesn't
get
matter
on
at
to
all.
Sport. Or oh, okay. Okay.
Read the first paragraph again.
Holy mackerel.
1 in 8 are refusing.
I said to you, did you not hear
this
what
is
I
on
said?
Tape, Sam. People can go back and listen to this.
People will go back and find out that you are speaking. This is what we used to just get you to do the panel because you're...
Having an input
you
into
this.
You were the one that convinced you to.
I do, and I'm glad you're doing it. But please, when you are ignorant of facts that go on overseas and you don't know what you're talking about, shouting at me and speak... Shut up, mate.
Oh, because it doesn't suit you.
Well,
anyway, back to I'm over this. People can go back and listen to what you read in the first paragraph,
right?
And that you said, And that you said that they Michael are refusing to get Michael vaccinated.
I did. That's exactly what I said. Michael Bloomberg, who stood to represent the Democratic...
conflating issues.
So I've pointed out what I was going to say, and I put it in context with what you kept shouting at me about. I've told you exactly what I said was true. Now, Eddie. Oh, no, not Eddie. All right.
We'll go ahead. Eddie, go.
You'd mentioned this last week.
Okay. This is sport.
This is sport. It's a disgrace that Eddie Maguire has been precluded from going over into quarantine by the Western Australian Premier and the Chief of Police over there because of what? Because this is the tall poppy syndrome, and whether he wanted to take his family, his sons,
he
whoever.
Took the piss.
Is what?
He was taking the piss.
So he wasn't taking the piss. He was asking legitimately, could his two sons who help him in his production work at Fox and also at Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where they were doing the taping, all they had to do is say, no, you can't. So do you think he should be allowed to go?
If he didn't take the piss, right?
What do you mean?
By including his sons as producers on his application.
He was being
John, you're nodding, so just say that for me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He would have got. He would have been in. Absolutely, he would have got in.
No.
When are you disappointed, Sam, that the grand final footy show is not going ahead?
I couldn't give a fuck about the grand final
footy
show.
So what were you going to do?
What?
The grand final footy show.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. So part of his application was that there was going to be a Channel 9 grand final footy show.
But there is. Channel 9 have two football shows. They have three football shows.
Which one's Eddie on?
They have three football shows going. And he, as a host and a broadcaster and a frontline broadcaster, was going to be part of the Channel 9 grand final show over in Perth. They were trying to actually crank up the Melbourne content of two Melbourne sides playing, who are trying to give the locals here in Melbourne
they
something
to look.
They
wouldn't have known two Melbourne
Correct.
Sides were
that was
playing
a month ago.
At the time.
Could have been Brisbane and Port.
What is wrong with you people? Whether it was Brisbane and Port, they were trying to crank up the interest in football, and seeing as it's Melbourne and Footscray now, they're delighted.
Why have they got to go over there to do a show? Why couldn't they do it from here?
Because that's where the grand final's played, Don.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can produce a show from here.
It's right. It's COVID time. So you have to adapt or die.
So you said that he was trying to take the piss. He was absolutely transparent in putting the people he wanted to accompany him over there. All they had to do instead
so
of
Fox
trying to...
Fox nominated one of his sons, did they?
So,
I think Foxfoot's down there, producers. On their application.
Holy shit.
But anyway, he could have gone across had he have done quarantine. He just had to do 2 weeks
no,
of quarantine.
No, he couldn't have.
No,
Don, that's my
he would have,
point.
That's what he applied to do.
That's
well, why couldn't he do it?
They didn't let him in. He wasn't essential to the game going ahead, they said. The other thing that doesn't help, if I can now just flip sides for a minute, is that Mark McGowan's got no idea. He was raised in New South Wales. He went to school in Brisbane. He's got no idea about footy culture and doesn't
really?
Understand it. Yeah, he's got no right? clue. So you see,
how long has he been in Perth? He's got to be in Perth for quite a while.
I think he was placed. I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. He grew up in New South Wales, went to school in Brisbane, and at some point in his adult life, he's gone over to Perth.
But surely he'd know the scene. Surely, he'd know
don't
the
think
scene.
He does. On Eddie. Can we go to the start time for
Rocket,
the grand final?
I tell you what, mate.
Stop for a second.
Listen to me.
He's determined
you just
to get
speak
he
for the. I'm. You just don't listen to what I'm saying. I didn't. Whether he takes the piss or not has got nothing to do with it. He was transparent in saying who he wanted to take over there. All the two people who are trying to score political points because they don't want the great Messiah from the East to come over. All they had to do is say, you cannot take those people over, but you are welcome, Eddie, because you're part of the football broadcasting team on Channel 9 who tried to run a grand final show, and Fox. That's all they had to
Mate,
say instead of scoring
people.
Political
it's not up to
points.
Them to have to work through his application of what parties and isn't real.
Well, have a
Just
look at
honest,
the, have a look at the dumb clucks. Have a look at the second stringers that have got clearance to go over
Let
and report. All the dribblers. But he took his kids over, he wanted, to help him in his business acumen of... all you do is I love having the discussion with you, but it's hard to speak to someone who has no idea what they're talking about. You just don't know what you're talking about. And but probably it's entertaining. Don, are you entertained by this?
No.
So it is a disgrace. Now, you said that it would be good to have someone who added a bit of passion into the games. You said the broadcast of the games was found to be wanting. Eddie Maguire might inject something into it that you might be satisfied with seeing as...
But Seven's in control of that, unfortunately. I shouldn't say that. I meant because Eddie doesn't work for Seven. So you can't put Eddie in or Hutto.
Oh, so you think that...
It was rubbish, mate. It was so flat. You know, the Dogs Melbourne game was just...
Who broadcasted?
Seven.
No, who were the commentators?
Hamish and...
Oh, Hamish McLaughlin.
What do you mean flat?
It was just... They don't capture the moment.
They're over here.
That doesn't... Yeah, okay, that makes it a little bit difficult, but we've sort of got used to that. I actually think, if anything, you can do more with it sometimes if you're not at the game. Because you've got the studio environment that you can then easily go to. Mm. You've got facilities all around. I just think there's no tricks. There's no anything. There's no analysis. There's no innovation.
Geez. Oh, Jesus.
So who was the other one? Hamish and who?
Das.
Das who?
So you cut Das some slack because he's played 300 games. But they need a professional voice in amongst that. You know, you need a Hutto or...
Please, I don't think you know.
Is this our guest? Wow.
Anyway,
can I just go back to the start time of the grand final?
Yes. What? Yes.
Eddie pushing the nighttime grand final. Eddie, as we've found out because of this issue you just raised,
mm-hmm.
hasn't missed the grand final since 1974 or something.
Yes.
So how would he know what goes on at the 6.5 million people's homes that don't get to go to a grand final? Only 100,000 people get to go to the grand final, most of which are corporates, right? 6.5 million people in Victoria have to watch it at home. Eddie's got no clue how people watch the game. Who's he to tell us and be constantly pushing for a nighttime grand final? People want to get together. They want to have want kids involved. They want, you know, barbecues. They want the street to get involved. We used to kick the footy at halftime. It's a very festive day. And Eddie's just going, oh, it should be at 7:30. It should be at nighttime. They don't put the block on at 4:30. They put it on at 7:30 when people are watching. The grand final is appointment viewing. We'll watch it whenever. It shouldn't be on at nighttime.
You're actually... absolutely startling me today. Something wrong with you.
Maybe.
You've probably got...
What are you advocating, the day grand final?
Absolutely.
So am I.
Because that's why communities watch
and
get together.
My word it is.
It's they've not been in the country towns or in the suburbs.
That's right. You get together.
You're becoming hysterical. I don't want a night grand final, but if ever you were going to show the grand final at night, this would be the year, because people are at home at 7:30 at home in their televisions here in Melbourne.
But he's pushing for a permanent nighttime grand final.
Just a minute, mate, please. They're sitting in their homes locked down with the whole family. What an ideal time to have a night grand final. All the family are there in their house watching a night grand final between 7:30 and 10:30 at night. It would be the perfect time to have a night grand final. I don't think I think the grand final should be played in the daytime, all things being equal. But if you're ever going to experiment with it, this would be the week.
What was the point of experimenting with it if we all
experimented last week? There was last
because
year.
No one can go to the football, mate.
Well, they're trying to open it up so people can get together in small gatherings.
No one can go to the football here in Melbourne. So if you want a captive audience of the Footscray and the Melbourne supporters at night at 7:30 in their houses because they're locked down, it would be the perfect friends and neighbours.
Do you know, because of the time delay, it might be really ideal for Western Australia because they can have their barbecues and all the... thing, and then in the afternoon, oh, let's go to the football. They can do whatever, have the lunches. For Western Australia, it's ideal.
I don't know who sang this song, Simple Minds. We should use that instead of Maxine Nightingale to put on before you two people. Simple Minds, you're two the simplest people I've ever met. You make the night grand final is perfect for this week next coming week. Because everyone's a captive audience here in two states, in two teams that are Melbourne-bound, being played in Perth, and people can watch it at home.
I want to get together with friends and family and watch it.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm not going to do that at night. I want to sit at someone's home at 10:30 at night watching the footy.
No, so you're not allowed.
7:30. Oh, it'll be over at 10:30. You'll be in bed.
Get, barbecue. You're not allowed to get friends and family because
no,
you're not allowed
to let us have small groups by then, they say.
That's, you're not allowed
well,
to do that.
Well, you just have to make do with what you've got.
That's so what if I had kids?
Two dogs and yourself.
What if I had kids? I don't want kids around at someone else's house at 10:30 at night.
What if you had kids?
Jeez.
And make your dogs.
It's all right for Eddie. He'd have the nanny and the night nurse looking after him.
Well, what are you going Eddie for?
Because Eddie wouldn't know. He's been to every grand final for
Eddie
the last 45
why
years.
Why wouldn't Eddie would probably
know?
He has
no idea what goes on in the community.
I would say Eddie would know far more about what the public want and what's been going on since 1974 when he's been going than you.
What do you think? Hey,
well, what do you know? What are you saying?
I know what goes on. I consume the game in the community. I don't go to every grand final for the last 45
you
years.
You consume the game in the community.
What's wrong with you, mate?
We did a show for 25 years that was community-based about football. He knows more about the community-based football than you've had hot dinners, mate.
Change the subject, please. Your team, did you watch them? Geelong?
I didn't. I didn't. I didn't. What an absolute disgrace. Fancy Port Adelaide and Geelong serving up that crap. I mean, something is wrong with the mental capacity or what is going on in those two clubs. You cannot have two sides that finished just a nanosecond out of being top and second top on the ladder and put up that shit. That is absolutely disgraceful. And I know I've played in some pretty ordinary games and pretty ordinary finals, but that is about as bad as it gets, and they should be condemned. They've put football back 10 years, Geelong and Port Adelaide, and heads should roll for that.
Yeah, but okay, but it's played between the ears, and I am never going to make a prediction about football finals football again because I said that a team outside the top four wouldn't make it. Well, Footscray have done it. So what do I know? But what I do know is that you watch the first few minutes, 10 minutes of a game, and that'll give you an indication in a lot of cases how that team will attack the game. And those two teams, Melbourne and
Footscray,
really did well in the first 10 minutes, the other side. And I think the game's got to be looked at because they seem to get the break very easily from the centre. And I think they've got to start and change the game the way it's being played.
Now, Rocket, as a man of the people and known about football and grassroots and all, what did you make of the disgraceful performance by Port Adelaide and the disgraceful performance by Geelong? People who have two arms and two legs go out and can be so polarised in their playing styles.
Why would you ask me that question?
Oh, well, you seem to be authority on everything. You're authority on vaccinated nurses. You're an authority on grassroots football, night football. Eddie's taken the piss out of people. You've been authority on everything so far, and you've been substantive on nothing.
Why, John, you didn't watch Geelong?
No.
Well, how can we talk football? Oh, I want to have a discussion.
Don, I tell you...
I can't understand why...
You said, how can we talk football? I was watching something and kept the app on the phone, which tells you the scores, and I could see how Geelong were going.
Okay, but if you watch the game, their setup, I don't understand their setup. In a lot of cases, their personnel, they're very top-heavy as far as age goes, and a lot of those players have been proved at other clubs wanting... And they just didn't come to the fore. Well, so I would blame the coaching staff. I think it's time Chris Scott got out of Geelong and maybe he might be an ideal candidate Carlton job.
How does that work, though?
What do you mean?
If somebody is perhaps... If you're trying to get rid of a bloke from out of one club, why is he then useful for the next club?
Well, very good point, Robert. Trouble is...
Now you're starting to
speak. Okay, the trouble is that they go and it's a very incestuous, dirty pool, the football pool. They will not go outside this so-called football pool. And if you have a look, the appointment of assistant coaches and whatever else, they just go from one club to the other. They can't get outside. All I'm saying is that the process here at the moment and their psyche here is a coach that's coached for a long time. They need somebody at Carlton. They can't get who they want.
Dysfunctional Carlton at the minute. They're disgraceful.
They are a shock. Now, that is gone. The worst club in my history in football. What's going on there? I've never seen a club as unorganised as
Carlton. I'm in absolutely adamant agreement
with you. What about
your
mate down there called... Gary Rowan hit the ball. How does this man get a game? He's 6'3", plays on the half forward
flank. We've had enough of the football now. I want to ask... We've had a great week in sport. Did you see two...
Hang on, we're just on football. I want to know about your job. How are you going with that at the AFL? Because Josh Marnie's knocked it back.
He's home and hosed.
What?
Sam's home and hosed.
And also, Brad Scott, he doesn't seem to want it either.
Well, they're divvying it up so that Brad and Sam can do it.
Mm.
So have you had an interview yet?
With Gil?
Yeah.
Look, he'd been pretty busy, Don. And
I don't think you're going to get the job.
No, he did Brownie's podcast. He can't be that busy.
Brownie who?
Jonathan.
Did he?
Campbell.
Why wouldn't he come on here?
Surely he's got
time
for you.
Well, of course he'd come on here, Don. Because
you're a friend of his. Anyway.
Layla Fernandez and Emma Raducanu, who played.
I've got it.
That is the best tennis match I have seen. Men or women, they were fantastic, those two girls. They looked great. They didn't grunt. They didn't argue. They spoke
beautifully.
Weren't
they refreshing?
That is the best sporting contest I've seen for many a year. They were fantastic.
And after the game, that girl, wasn't she so articulate,
yes,
refreshing?
Yes, I just said that. She spoke well. I said that.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Mm. I just thought she was so refreshing. Both of them,
and
so
refreshing.
And our boy refreshing.
Daniel Ricciardo. He has won the Italian Grand Prix.
Wasn't that a crash?
What?
The crash.
Yes.
One car came over the top of the other. Lucky not to be killed.
It had nothing to do with Daniel Ricciardo.
He was well out ahead.
But imagine they didn't have the halo.
Yeah, imagine they didn't have that thing that protects him when the wheel comes down on his head, Donald.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was great. And so
it's
two
a lot,
great
excuse
tennis,
me.
Two
I
great
don't follow it.
Games.
Hey, can I ask you, is there angst between those two?
Yes. Because they've both got big dicks and they actually are vying for the
wield
championship.
Them.
Beg your pardon?
They wield them.
Yeah.
What's big dicks got to be with?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Egos.
I'm not into the sport, but I just saw a grab and I thought, oh, there's a bit of angst. There's a little bit of angst here between
yes,
these two.
Yes, there's a lot of angst because they're competitive people vying for the world championship.
No, there's more than that competitiveness.
All right, Don, you said you don't watch it.
No,
so
I'm
telling
the
you.
The interview.
The interview?
The little grab that they did,
yes.
There's more than a little bit of competitiveness.
Of course, they're just competitive people. They're trying to win for Mercedes and win for Red Bull. And they got to the corner at the same time and neither would give way, Donald. That's called big dick sport. And the Storm won, Donald. Two great tennis games over there.
Or Djokovic as well. Just missing out on the Grand Slam.
And he was fantastic in defeat. And they gave him a terrific ovation. So two great tennis games there at the US Open. The women and the men.
And?
The women were better. The women were fantastic.
What about your mate Darren?
Who?
Darren.
Darren Cale.
Alcott.
Dylan. Darren.
Sorry.
What did he do?
He won the Grand Slam.
And he won the Olympic gold as well.
He's had a big week. A couple of weeks.
He won the what?
How does he get around? Did they? I reckon they should have a look at his wheelchair. I reckon he's got it turbocharged.
Well, what did he win, Donald? What are
you
talking about?
Well, how can he be so? Do they have a look at their wheelchairs? I reckon his wheelchair could be doctored.
He goes up and down the hill out front of my place in Yarra Park.
Yeah, but don't give me. He's got to have some, that. I reckon they got to look at the wheelchair.
Anyhow, do you know what's coming up, Don? The Brownlow is being Sunday on Zoom, is it? Or what's it been doing? No,
doesn't
Robert.
Matter. They should just give it to the Bont.
What?
It's over. Bont.
So the Brownlow is coming up, and wouldn't it be great if we had someone who'd...
Won one? Imagine two.
One or two or three. If we could speak to someone, Don, about the Brownlow, what it means, and is it overrated, and why is it... Not overrated because you have to be an absolute star. Wouldn't it be great if we could get one of the one of the four people who's ever won three in the history of the competition. Wouldn't it be great if we...
You're an idiot. You are a dinkum idiot.
Why?
God, the shit you go on with. Tom Stewart.
Wouldn't it be great if we could get one of the four people who've won three in the history of the game to speak to us, Don? Would it be?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Listen. Hurry up. Come back to Curran. I was disappointed Geelong didn't make the grand final. Shut up. Geelong didn't make the grand final because I'd love to know whether Tom Stewart would have played. Do you remember Tom Stewart? He played for Geelong?
No.
He's a back man.
Mm-hmm.
He had some injury, and Peter Larkin, I would have liked to have seen who was right, Peter Larkin or Chris Scott, as far as his injury was concerned. Did you realise there was a little bit of angst going on there?
Yes, I did. Is Chris Scott a medical man?
Well, no, he's not. He's
well,
a
then
coach.
Who would you back?
Well, that's what I'd love to know. But Chris Scott came out. He was very defiant. But the grand, they couldn't get through, could they? And Chris Scott couldn't prove his point. And neither could Peter Larkin. And I'm disappointed.
Because Geelong's...
Geelong inept performance. Yes.
Okay, Don, anything else before we...
Well, talking about the game...
Who do you think will win the Brownlow?
Who cares?
What?
Who cares? The Brownlow. Hey. Far out. Jeez.
This is... Don.
What?
This is what people said. Don't abuse the people we speak about. What do you mean, who cares who wins the Brownlow?
Who won it last year?
It's the most prestigious award.
Who won it last year? Done by umpires. Who did
Lockie
it?
Lockie Neal.
Jeez, he didn't go too well this year, did
it's
he?
It's an extremely prestigious award, Donald. And if you win one of them, you're a pretty good player. It means you've had a good season. If you win two of them, it means you're
Hang on. In days
a
gone
very
by,
good player. Listen, and if you win three of them,
Donald. In days gone by, yes.
Oh, he's softened.
No, I haven't, because the game, you've got three bloody umpires doing the game now.
Yeah.
You had one. And football, they knew football.
If you talk down our guest, I tell you what.
All the umpires.
The umpires give out votes that give people a tremendous...
Who was that bloke you were talking about last year? Jeff Raines.
Who would you like to do the votes?
Jeff Raines didn't get a vote one year.
Yeah. Who would you like to give the vote? Who would you like to do the votes that give the Brownlow out?
Certainly not the umpires.
Wouldn't you? So what do you think that the Brownlow is?
You know what would be?
Anyhow, Don,
if the players were organised, if the players were organised, which they do in England, and the players vote for who they consider to be the best player.
That's called the MVP. They do that.
Is it really well organised?
Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, Don. We're going to just have a break now, and you're going to gather yourself.
I had so much more to talk about in sport.
Go.
Give it.
No.
Quickly.
Give us the top
list.
You've got nothing.
The best thing on your list.
That's your great get out.
Yes,
you say,
I've got plenty to talk about,
and you've got fuck all to talk about, Don.
Exactly. Righto.
Give us one of your things, just quick.
Come on.
Or we'll prove your point.
Come on.
Why wouldn't you hit the button?
We want to know what's on your list.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the style of... No, I won't start because as soon as I start, you'll cut me off with a bloody button.
I've
come down a lot.
Go on, what is it?
Come on.
I was just going to
question
say,
writing. What is it?
Just crazy about you, baby.